Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and let me tell you, people, tons to talk about in the sports world. Obviously, we got the big golf thing happening. Someone's going to win $18 million, and I got a feeling it's Victor Hovland, but hey, I ain't mad at you. But on the other note, we got college football happening. That got underway yesterday, and then we hear the news about Arizona State, a self-imposed ban for postseason action. I would say that the college football season is getting off with a real good bang, and then obviously, right around the corner, baby, right around the corner, we got NFL football, and obviously, Major League Baseball in full freaking throttle, man. So, Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you, pal?
I am doing good, and let's just say the Trey Lance experiment is, that's kind of a train wreck in itself, man, going from the Niners to the Cowboys and sitting behind Dak, and there's so much going on in the NFL right now, it's just fun to watch.
Yeah, we got our first look at Aaron Rodgers playing for the Jets, 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 Jets. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be an interesting year, man. We know that. It always is. But truth be told, tons to talk about in the sports world. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports. He's John Poulter. We talk baseball. We talk hockey when that's appropriate. And man, oh, man, I definitely want to talk baseball today because my crew is definitely making some moves right now, playing great baseball. So a lot to get into. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way. I forgot to do this in the open. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter. You can get at him on Twitter at 12JohnPoulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Feeling a little bit better these days, John. I got to tell you, my Milwaukee Brewers have hit a pretty good streak right now. They've won 7 straight, playing very good, very well right now, to be honest with you. And obviously, they have been able to open up a little bit of a lead, 4 games where it's been nip and tuck, 1.5, 2, 2.5, a half a game, maybe even trailing a little bit here and there. But obviously, they've put it together in the last couple of weeks, and they have to because the Chicago Cubs continue to play really well also. Cincinnati hanging in there a little bit, but obviously now starting to kind of trend out of the mix a little bit. But I'm feeling pretty good about my Milwaukee Brewers, and you know, the run differential number has really changed quite a bit. They're now a whopping plus 15, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And that's something that they have been, you know, obviously on the other side of that in a negative way. But truth be told, we've got our own science and our own formula for a little bit of what all that means. And I really think you're on to something with the one-run games more so than anything. And ultimately, my Milwaukee Brewers are playing fantastic baseball, and I hope it can continue, because if it does, postseason could be a lot of fun, John.
Yeah, it could. And, you know, you talk about the Cubs keeping pace, and Brewers have won 7 in a row, as you mentioned, but the Cubs are 7-3 in their last 10, and so are the Brewers. So they've won 7 in a row, but they haven't managed to separate themselves from the Cubs' very much at all. And, you know, we talked about this run differential issue and the one-run games, and I watched a little bit of the last two or three innings, I guess, of the Brewers game last night, and they got all of their runs in that one inning, of course, when they scored five. But the interviewer after the game was mentioning that in that seven-game win streak, the Brewers have scored either 47 or 48 runs. I can't remember the exact number, but, you know, it's approximately seven per game. So all of a sudden, those bats have come alive, and we've talked two or three times over the course of the season about what the Brewers really needed to do to get themselves separated from the rest of that division, and we agreed that the pitching was good, the defense was good. What they needed was a little bit of support from the bats. Obviously, they've started to get that, scoring 47 or 48 runs in those seven games.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Hope all is well up there. Good morning. Look, as happy as I am with the Cubs and the way they've played this year, because this was completely out of the realm for me in terms of my thinking that they could reach the playoffs. What are they going to have to do? I mean, is it a pitching thing? Is it a hitting thing for them? I know they're 7-3 in the last 10, but what are they going to have to do to make that final push to get, not necessarily win the division. I think the Brewers win the division, but they have a shot at the wild card. What's going to make them kind of go over the top to get in there, to get to the dance?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to catch the Brewers. To your point, they've been a bit of a – the Cubs have been a bit – I shouldn't say a bit of a surprise. Quite frankly, I think they've been a big surprise. About two or three weeks before the trade deadline, we were trying to decide whether they would be sellers or whether they would be buyers, and they ended up deciding not to sell, and obviously the right decision because they're – in a wild card spot right at the moment, only the Philadelphia Phillies are ahead of them. Diamondbacks on their tail, Cincinnati Reds on their tail, even the Giants, and to some extent the Miami Marlins. The Marlins only being three games out of a postseason spot at the moment. I think the Brewers just have to keep playing consistent baseball. And one of the things they've got going for them, and we've talked about this many times this year, is how weak that central division is. And apart from the Brewers, the other three teams and the Reds, the other two teams in the division, the Pirates and the Cardinals, are really, you know, no shows this year. So they've just got to keep playing good baseball, and they've got to take advantage of winning those games when they're playing teams within their division. It's quite possible they could make the postseason. I am shocked because I really did not have them pegged for being anything more than a fourth or fifth place team in that division at the start of the year. So obviously something is going right. The schedule has helped them tremendously, but it's nice to see some activity on the north side of Chicago. The south side not doing very well, but you know, in terms of getting to the postseason, I think they have a chance. I think it's an outside chance because the Diamondbacks have started to come back a little bit after a horrendous 5 or 6 week period, but they have a chance.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Okay, so looking at the wild card a little bit, because obviously it adds a lot of intrigue and a lot of excitement for a few more cities because they've got a shot. Looking at the American League right now, the Rays are leading the way. You got the Rangers behind them, which is a little bit interesting, right? Because that means that Houston and them are neck and neck. And then what about Seattle too? Like, that's pretty cool, in all honesty, situation. And then you go a little further and there's your Toronto Blue Jays, who are 2.5 games behind, right? Like, so this is going to be nip and tuck the whole way. You have to go to the Angels, who are double digits, right? So right now you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams or so that are in the mix, right? Like that should be a fun race for the last month or so, right? It should be a lot of fun. Then you look at the other side, and I got to tell you, I mean, Phillies, Cubs, Diamondbacks, Cincinnati, San Francisco, even the Miami Marlins. You have to go down to the Padres to get to a team that's 7 games back, right? So my point is the wild card has done exactly, if there's one thing that I'm going to praise Bud Selig for, it's going to be what he did with the wild card, right? Because at the end of the day, it has added so much intrigue and so much fun for more cities. And quite frankly, It's been good for baseball, John.
It has. It's kept a lot of teams at the front of the interest levels for their fans. You know, you talk about that American League West, and you mentioned that both Texas and Seattle and also Houston in that wild card race, and that's simply because Texas and Seattle all of a sudden find themselves tied in that American League West, identical records. And, you know, you look at the Seattle Mariners, and up until about a month ago, they had spent the whole season within three or four games either side of the 500 level. And now all of a sudden, they're sitting there in first place. And, you know, a couple of scary numbers. Since the 1st of August, the Mariners are 18-5, Texas are 13-10. But here's the real telltale. Since June the 30th, the Texas Rangers, barely a 500 team at 24-23, Seattle 35-14. So it's easy to see how they've made up that difference and found themselves tied for the first place in that division. Pushed Houston down to third place, but I still think at least two of those teams are going to get into the postseason because it's starting to look very competitive out west.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at their records also, they've all got 73 wins, right?
Exactly.
So, like, that helps in the situation, what you're talking about with the wild card, because at the end of the day, you got to win ball games. We all know that. So that's going to be a fun race watching the West, and hopefully Texas doesn't fall apart, to be honest with you, because that's kind of what they've done. Same with the Rays to a certain degree, but Baltimore's just been fantastic. We got to take a break. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. We'll continue with him on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
People, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We talk baseball. We also talk hockey when that makes sense. But truth be told, baseball in full throttle. We're coming up on, obviously, a lot of interesting races and the wild card and the end of the season and what's going to happen with the Yankees who are in last place and five games under 500. And you're hearing more and more news potentially about Aaron Boone, right? Like, so I don't know how that winds up, John. I don't know if any of us know how that all winds up, but I don't remember the last time I saw the New York Yankees basically they're 19 games out and five games under 500. What is that? What does that look like in New York when they're not competitive? I'm just curious of your thoughts.
Well, I think it looks terrible, but it's just as bad on the National League side because all of a sudden the Mets have fallen into last place in their division. The Nationals are ahead of them now, so not a good season for New York baseball fans. I guess the Mets are probably a little bit more used to not being in contention than the Yankees are. Right. I got to think that it's probably 25 years, maybe 30, since the last time the Yankees were, quote, this bad. And, you know, five games under 500 is not terrible, but last place certainly is. I got to think it's a long time ago. It's got to be in the early years of Don Mattingly, so we're talking early 90s, I would think, was the last time that the Yankees were this bad. So I bet you the media in New York is having a real good time criticizing both the Mets and the Yankees, and maybe to some extent that's helping both teams because if the Yankees are taking heat, then the Mets are taking less and vice versa. So maybe there's a little bit of brotherhood going on between the two New York baseball teams that they're a little bit happy that the other team is doing just as badly as they are.
Yeah, no, good point. Now that'll lead me to my other point here, which is, you know, they used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers, but they're the Los Angeles Dodgers. And quite frankly, man, you know, like let's give a little bit of credit where credit is due here. You know, the Dodgers were supposed to be a little bit down this year. Obviously, a lot of moves for them. And, you know, once they kind of put their mind to it here, they really separated themselves from the rest of the pack. I mean, the Diamondbacks are 12 games back, San Francisco 12 and a half. You know, we were a little, in general, I think, you know, we were a little tough on the Dodgers early, but they weathered the storm. And at the end of the day, like, I'm looking at the Braves, right? Like, I really am looking at the Braves. But then there's the Dodgers once again. And something about them that even when we think they're not going to be as good, They put a streak together, and all of a sudden they've got a double-digit lead, and it's just like old times with the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League West, right, John? So
There's a couple of factors there, and I think one is the collapse of the Diamondbacks, because the Diamondbacks were the team that were giving them a real good run for their money the first 2 months, 3 months of the season. And I think the other thing is nobody expected the San Diego Padres to do their New York Mets act and be seven or eight games under 500 at the end of August. So I think that's a big factor. The Dodgers did not start out well, but, you know, talking about statistics, here's another team that's done extremely well since the 30th of June. They've gone 33-14, and to your point, Andy, they've weathered the storm and they've hung in there.
You know, John, you take a look at that National League West, and like you said, the Diamondbacks gave the Dodgers all they could handle for about the first 2.5, 3 months. Then you take a look at the San Francisco Giants. And I've always kind of rooted for the Giants. My dad was a lifelong Giant fan, so it's kind of in the blood kind of thing. But to be a wild card contender without a major star, like a big-time star on their team, is kind of it's kind of unique. How are the Giants doing this? And then my second question for you, San Diego, is there going to be a big sell-off at the end of the season because of the disappointment in their performance this year?
Well, dealing with the Giants first, I agree with you. Nobody saw this coming. And, you know, in some respects, they're a little bit like the Cubs. We kind of thought they were improving, but I don't think we thought they were improving
right. This
much. Part of the answer to that question is that, in my mind, they're a very well-balanced team, and they're a team as opposed to a group of individuals. They've been helped by the fact that San Diego is just the opposite. San Diego is a bunch of great individuals, but I don't think they're a very good team. And I think that's a big factor. In answer to your second question about the Padres and house cleaning, I think they would like to do a house cleaning. I'm not sure how much of a house cleaning they can do because there's a lot of money tied up for a lot of years to a lot of players. And those contracts, as we know, are generally very hard to unload. I think if the Padres are going to make any changes, I don't think it's going to be by adding big names. I don't think it's going to be by adding big signings and big dollars. I think it's going to be getting rid of some underperforming big contracts to other teams in return for the other teams' underperforming contracts, hoping that a change of scenery will do a lot of these players good. But, of course, then you've got the factor. A lot of these guys sign no-trade, no-movement clause contracts. How easy is it going to be to move some of those guys? I think San Diego ownership and general manager have got a very tough time ahead of them because they basically bet the boat on winning last year when they picked up Soto and hoping that they would have him for a couple of good playoff runs. It has not happened. It's time to pay the piper. I can see a big change coming in San Diego. Would never surprise me if that change came in the front office.
Good points. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. I got two more things for you, John. I've been thinking about this a little bit lately. First one is, you see all these managers this year having some real issues with umpires. Are you a little concerned about that in the sense of, you know, they're trying to make improvements to the game? But at the same time, you know, we like the human element in there to a certain degree as well. But it does seem to be causing a big problem this year. The Dodgers were upset. Obviously, Aaron Boone 6 or 7 times this year. Other guys as well. So talk to me a little bit about that disconnect with the umpires and managers and what's going on there, first and foremost. And then I got one other thing for you.
Well, I think the issue with the umpires is that, you know, like every other sport, the game is getting a lot quicker. It's getting a lot more intense. It's getting a lot more competitive because of the money. Therefore, there's a lot of pressure on the managers. It's a results game. Boone is a classic example. I think the umpires are doing a reasonable job, but they're also missing some very simple calls. I was at the ball game on Friday night between the Guardians and the Blue Jays. A Guardian player tried to score from second base on a single. He was clearly out. You could see from your seat that he did not touch the plate, but it took them a long, long time to make the correct decision and call him out because he did not touch the plate. The run did not count, obviously. So I think that's part of it. I think the technology factor is also there. I think the umpires are a little concerned that they're always being second-guessed. They've always got somebody looking over their shoulder. But I think most of it is the managers feeling some pressure to win. As I say, it's very much a results-oriented sport. Aaron Boone being the classic example, he's obviously under a huge microscope in a huge market, and he's Yep. going to take it out on the umpires if something doesn't go wrong or doesn't go right for him at the wrong time. So I think there's a number of factors there. I also think that some of the umpires are not as I'm not going to use the word capable or competent, but I think they could improve. I've seen some
Sure.
very bad strike calls, and it's been affecting every team. I don't think there's one team being picked on here.
All right. Final question for you. Shohei Ohtani, and the impact of this injury, financially, obviously that. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at this. So what is the impact of the injury to Shohei, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's the $100 million question, quite frankly. I think it makes the difference between a $500 million contract in free agency and a $400 million contract in free agency. A guy that can hit like that is obviously going to have suitors. He's obviously going to make a ton of money for a ton of years. I can see him signing a contract for $400 million with any team simply because that's what the going market will be for a guy that can hit as prolifically as he can. If he could pitch as well, I think that extra $100 million would be in there and maybe some extra term in times of years on the contract. I think it's going to cost him some money. There's now some question about whether the Angels should have had him imaged earlier when he complained, but I see that the Angels front office is now saying that they did offer that to Ohtani and he and his agent declined it. So if that in fact is the truth, then Ohtani is... I'm not going to say he's the author of his own destiny, but you know, he had the opportunity to have this checked out, and he chose not to. He's an incredible talent. He's a unique talent. It would have been extremely interesting to see how many teams were involved and what kind of dollars were involved. He'll still get a huge contract. Let's not kid ourselves, but I don't think it'll be quite as big as we anticipated because there will be that uncertainty about his pitching ability.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on the same page, and it's kind of one of those things that I remember us having a conversation about, like, hey, is this actually doable? Is this manageable? Can you maintain doing this, right? Like, so at a certain point, maybe he just decides he's going to be a hitter and not be a pitcher as well.
Exactly.
I don't know exactly. All right, John, appreciate your time as always, my friend. Have an awesome day. We'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay safe, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, man. That's why we have him. We love him. Appreciate him so much. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and I think we're going to start talking a little bit about that oblong-shaped ball, the football, baby. Keep it close. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, people, if you'd like. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. It's been 40 minutes. We have yet to dive down this road and talk NFL football. Obviously, we're coming up against it here, man. I think we're like 10, 11 days out, maybe, something like that. I think the 7th is the first day, right? So we're 10, 11 days. We're getting down to it is my point. Like, you know, we have that like – you know, like when you get excited about going on a trip and you got that countdown kind of thing, like we're there, man. We're ready for the countdown. And some people start that clock like immediately after football ends, and then they put that, well, we got 180 right. days until, right? You know, so whatever. But we're here, man. We're like we're getting there. We're really close. So with that being said, you know, I've been watching a lot, to be honest with you, as much as I possibly can. I did watch our good friend Ari Wolf yesterday as he and Trent Green were calling the game, right, with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
So that was pretty cool to catch Ari on TV and watch him and know that we are lucky enough to be blessed to talk to a guy like that on many occasions. Like, he does it with us whenever we basically need him. But I'm watching, like, a lot of stuff, bro. And I've been a little bit impressed with this Anthony Richardson kid, man. Like,
yep.
I don't think Colts are going to be any good. Like, don't get me wrong. And, you know, with what's going on with Jonathan Taylor and all that. But, like, I'm intrigued by this guy. What say you, Mike Wilson?
No, you know, look, I am very happy you brought up Anthony Richardson. Look, he didn't play a lot, obviously, in college. He didn't play a lot of ball, didn't get a lot of snaps. But that doesn't necessarily sometimes take away from the God-given talent that he has. I mean, come on. He's what, 6'5"? He's probably about 250, 255 right now. He can run. He can definitely throw it. I mean, if he wants to drive that ball downfield, it's like a little flick of the wrist and it's going 60 yards. I agree with you wholeheartedly that the Colts are probably, you know, they're not going to be all that great, but what they have in Anthony Richardson is their future. And so I think going forward, all he has to do is just kind of maintain the ship. Just like any rookie quarterback, just like any quarterback in the NFL, you got to get better every week, minimize your mistakes, you know, that whole line. But you can see it, though, can't you, Andy? Like, you can see that, okay, this guy belongs. This guy's going to be – he's going to be okay, and it's up to those coaches, the quarterback coach, the offensive coordinator – to develop this guy, because if they develop this guy, they have a stud on their hands.
There was a reason I brought this up first, bro, and you kind of got my head thinking about it with something that you said earlier in the program. So I think you probably have an idea of where I'm going with this at this moment in time. So Trey Lance, right? Like you mentioned him.
Yep.
He gets dealt by the 49ers to the Cowboys, which is like we're all there's something funny about this. Like we all are on the same page, okay? But it kind of made me think about this kid, right? Like he's getting an opportunity there with the Colts, whereas like this guy is like it's not like they were. My point is like the quarterbacks they have aren't they're like nobody's name is gonna, you know, mind boggle you here. But they right. do have Gardner Minshew, okay? And my point, I'm talking about the Colts. But they right. decide, you know, to go with Anthony Richardson. And in a weird way, man, like, okay, so I think that the 49ers would have done the same thing, right? Like, they would have given the keys to Trey Lance and let him kind of roll and go. But obviously, unfortunately, the dude got hurt. Okay, so, like,
right,
we don't know. Like, in a weird way, like, dude, obviously, I was all like Trey, who this and that and all that, and I was having fun with it. But in a weird way, man, life is about opportunity. Okay, and the opportunity was taken away from him because of injury. Like, nothing else took it away. And then Brock Purdy earned the right to be their guy. And then they went out and got Sam Darnold. So there became a competition between Darnold and Trey Lance, really. Like, let's be honest.
Right.
Because Brock Purdy had earned that position. My point with this whole thing is like, I'm okay with the Colts doing what they're doing. Partially because they kind of have to, okay? But then on the
right.
other part of it,
yeah.
too, the other part of it, too, is like you said, there is a talent level with this kid that is very intriguing. It's really inspiring. And you kind of want to see what can happen, right? But they know if this guy gets killed out there, they can go to Gardner Minshew. And again, like I'm saying, it's not like none of these names are going to do anything for you at this moment in time. But this kid, he might be special. So I think you have to give him an opportunity to be special. And,
yep.
and for Trey Lance, my point on this, for Trey Lance, they gave him an opportunity. Unfortunately, he got injured in the process, which stunted his growth there in 49er land. And now he goes to Dallas behind I don't know how his growth – what I'm trying to say is certain guys get opportunities and certain guys don't. And it almost seems like Trey Lance is a guy that isn't getting an opportunity. And now he's going behind Dak where Dak is the guy. I mean, let's be honest, okay? Dak is the guy there. And the only way that Trey's going to see the field is if Dak gets hurt, which could happen, right? It could happen, but you get what I'm saying. It's almost like they're impeding his progress and they're not helping his progress.
No, exactly. And I just, you know what? I found it very interesting that Dallas stepped up to make a trade for Lance because Trey Lance. And the reason was, look, when Dak got hurt last year, you know what? He was out, Andy, what he was out for like five games, something like that, six games. And
yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Like, so the backup that they brought in, I think he went like 4-2 or 5-1 or, you know, something like that. And his name escapes me right now. I mean, I can picture him in my head. The name escapes me. But I was like, oh, okay, so they must not have confidence in that guy and they have more confidence in bringing in a Trey Lance, who really hasn't played all that much football in the last, let's say 3-4 years. I mean, he didn't play a lot at North Dakota State, Trey Lance. Like, there wasn't a lot of snaps, there wasn't a lot of practice. And to me, that also kind of slows development of a player. Let's look at Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy played high school football here in the Valley, and he was like a 3-year starter in high school, plenty of practice, plenty of snaps. He goes to Iowa State. He's like a 4-year starter, all the practices, all the snaps in a Power 5 conference. So when he got picked as Mr. Irrelevant, but he got his opportunity, the development was already in action. It was already there. I don't think the stage was all that scary for him, you know, when he had to step into that role, when Trey Lance got hurt, Jimmy G got hurt. Like, he just went, okay, it's my time to shine, my time to do my thing. And, you know, with Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis, you know, he kind of has that Trey Lance, not a lot of snaps, not a lot of practice, but man, it is fully on with that coaching staff and Gardner Minshew. I think Minshew being the backup for him, Minshew's not a scrub. He's not horrible.
I agree.
Yeah, he's not horrible. But the wisdom that he can pass on to help Anthony Richardson in the film room, going over coverages, all that stuff that he has seen 1,000 times over, is going to be invaluable for Anthony Richardson to develop into the quarterback that a lot of people, you and me in the boat, are anticipating. Because you look at him with that arm and his ability to escape, he's Big Ben with more speed. He has just as much size. He has just as big of an arm, but he can get out and run. And that's Optimus Prime Mack truck stuff coming at you when you see a guy 6'5", 250 running around the corner. There's not going to be too many DBs. They're going to make a business decision to be like, okay, yeah, if we can just kind of maybe take him at the legs or something to get him down. But Anthony Richardson so far has shown that he belongs, and it's up to everybody on that Indy team to get him ready to be the long-term solution for the Colts.
By the way, Cooper Rush is the guy that played backup to Dak last year.
Thank you.
And right now he might be third or fourth on their depth charts, which in a weird way it doesn't make sense. Baker Mayfield, brother, getting the starting job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How you feeling about Baker?
Yeah, good luck, Tampa Bay. You're going from the GOAT to Baker Mayfield, okay? I mean, if you and I are being honest, we don't expect much out of Tampa Bay. But he does have some weapons that he can use, that he can throw to and all that. But look, the talent and experience that you go from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield, I mean, that's as wide as the Pacific Ocean right there. I mean, that's crazy. So, you know, it is what it is in Tampa Bay. I think if they get off to a bad start, I could see Todd Bowles being fired halfway through, or if it just doesn't go well the whole season, I think Todd Bowles kind of gets released, which would be, in my head, would be a bad move. I think Todd Bowles is a pretty good coach. It's just he has Baker Mayfield leading the team now.
Well, not only that, it's just, again, like you said, you go from the GOAT to this, and you just have to have the transition, man. It is what it is, and you got to kind of ride it out a little bit. But obviously, football right around the corner, man. We love it. The music is going. I hear it. So we're going to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour, and obviously, hour number two is going to be loaded with NFL talk. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorvon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And Mike, we haven't talked about this at all, but obviously the FedEx Cup and all that stuff is happening. Victor Hovland has played absolutely tremendous the last couple of weeks, and obviously he has a few shot lead coming into the final round. And maybe a boatload of money, too, 18 mil. So it's been pretty fun to watch. I don't know. Have you checked it out at all?
No, I have. It has been fun to watch. And Hovland, like you said, has just been playing great golf. But there's a couple of guys that have been playing some pretty good golf as of late. But Hovland is sitting pretty. And 18 million would do you and I a lot of good, buddy. I'm not sure what you could do with 18 million, but drinks would be on me for sure.
I'd probably be gone, my friend. I don't know if you'd ever hear from me again. But on a joke. But ultimately, man, it's weird because Scotty so good all year. Scotty struggling this weekend. I've seen him do some things that are just so uncharacteristic for him. John Rahm, similar situation. Like, he's been a little whippy and snappy with his stuff. Xander, you know, he's been up and down. It's just Victor Hovland has been the most steady guy, and for 2 weeks in a row, he's been lights out. Like he deserves it. I guess at the end of the day, he deserves it. But Interesting, man. That's all I'm going to say. It's an interesting format where guys come into this thing, shots behind and this and that and the other. And you would have thought with that being the case, Scotty's in a great position, but he had that bad round right out of the chute on Thursday and let everybody else into the mix. Right. So it is what it is. We got to take a break. I hear that music. That means the top of the hour is coming. Hour one in the books, baby. Hour number two on the horizon. Tons and tons of NFL talk. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A crash during a training exercise in northern Australia has killed three U.S. Marines. Defense officials say 23 Marines were on board the Osprey aircraft when it went down early Sunday on Melville Island north of Darwin. Three Marines were killed in the crash while five others were taken to Royal Darwin Hospital in serious condition. One person was killed and six others injured in a mass shooting in downtown Louisville early Sunday morning. Louisville Police Major Shannon Louder.
LMPD had received a report of multiple gunshot victims at the Southern Lounge and restaurant behind me at 3rd and Market. When officers arrived on scene, they located a male victim suffering from a gunshot wound who was deceased on scene.
Five other gunshot victims were hospitalized, including one in critical condition. No suspects are in custody. Officials are now saying a shooting at a store in Florida was racially motivated.
Three people were killed when a man opened fire at a Dollar General in Jacksonville. Sheriff T.K. Waters says the shooter, a white man, promoted his racist beliefs.
The shooter had authored several manifestos, one to his parents, one to the media, and one to federal agents. Portions of these manifestos detailed the shooter's disgusting ideology of hate.
The shooter then killed three black people in the store before turning the gun on himself. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the gunman should have accepted responsibility for his actions.
He took the coward's way out, but we condemn what happened in the strongest possible terms.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Russia is confirming that Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash last week. Russian authorities said earlier Sunday that genetic tests confirmed that Prigozhin was one of 10 people on board a plane that crashed on Wednesday. A tropical depression off the coast of Mexico could be a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida this week. A state of emergency is in effect in 33 Florida counties in response to the storm system, now called Tropical Depression 10. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
Former President Trump's campaign says it's raised $7 million since his mugshot was released. On Saturday, a campaign official said they made nearly $20 million since Trump was indicted and arraigned in Washington. They claim $7 million of that was raised in 3 days after Trump was processed in an Atlanta jail and his mugshot was taken. The commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet says China's aggressive behavior in the South China Sea must be challenged and checked. Vice Admiral Carl Thomas's comments on Sunday followed the recent use of a water cannon against a Philippine vessel by China's Coast Guard. Thomas assured the Philippines of U.S. backing in the face of what he called shared challenges in the region. Some of R. Kelly's victims are being awarded $10.5 million.
Six women who were abused by Kelly and starred in the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries were trying to put on a public screening back in 2018. They say Kelly and his former manager, Donald Russell, tried to stop them. The pair intimidated the women and made threats against them, even threatening that someone was, quote, going to shoot up the place if they went through with the screening. The women sued Kelly and Russell and are now being awarded over $10 million, while Kelly is serving a 30-year prison sentence. I'm Jacqueline Carl, New York.
And Gran Turismo is off to a fast start at the box office. The racing film based on a true story earned $8.5 million on its opening day and could rake in another $6 million over the weekend. But even with the hot start, it will struggle to beat out Barbie. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world, from the Gulf FedEx thing to obviously Major League Baseball, college football got started, and obviously the Mac Daddy of them all. NFL football is literally right around the corner. Major League Baseball, we all got you covered, man, in every way, shape, and form. So get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. You ready to rock and roll or what this hour, my friend? Tons to talk about in the NFL and tons to talk about with college football. Our Arizona State Sun Devils posing a self-ban on themselves, my friends. So thank you, Herm Edwards. I ain't mad at you, but thanks, Herm.
Thanks. Hey, that Herm train just went right into the wall. Here's the thing that bugs me a little bit about it, Andy. They've been investigating this since 2021. And now it's just like, make a decision, go with it. ASU did this to avoid a longer ban on the postseason, more than likely. But, dear God, yeah, thanks, Herm.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Go put that self-ban on yourself, and maybe they won't slap you as hard. Who the heck knows? Anyways, we're just getting loose. We're getting warmed up. Tons to discuss. So get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment?
Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through this. We always do, by the way, each and every Sunday live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So keep adjusting your clock so you can hang out with us, because without you people, there's really no reason for Mike and I, to be honest with you. So if you have something on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Hey, speaking of real, brother, Caleb Williams got it going right away for USC. The Trojans, they put it on San Jose State. They actually didn't cover the spread, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 31, but they won by 28. Anyways, that doesn't really matter. My question really is this. Caleb Williams, could he go back-to-back and win Heisman back-to-back? What say you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he could certainly do that. He has the talent. He has everything you look for in a leader, quarterback, the whole thing. You know, I've seen him play a couple of times live. He's the real deal. And depending on how things work out for the NFL draft, he's going to be a top. If he's not the top pick, he's in the top three, you know, to be drafted. But he should have done what he did yesterday against the San Jose State team. Like I did.
Right.
You gotta do that kind of stuff against the teams you're supposed to. Now let's see what he does with an Oregon, a Washington, even UCLA, even my Oregon State Beavers.
who have a better defense. And here's the thing with USC, the big question mark with them, I mean, there's always question mark. I mean, everybody wants, there's so many people that want USC to be good because it's good for the West Coast and all that. You know what? Screw that thinking anymore, because they're not even really a West Coast team anymore, because they're going to that Big Ten or Big 18 or 25 or whatever the hell it's going to be at the end. But USC's problem is going to be stopping people. San Jose State got about 400 yards of offense on them. San Jose State. Now, when they actually play a team with an offense like an Oregon, Oregon State, UCLA, Washington, you know, name any other Pac-12 team, because that's all we do out here is just play offense. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. The secondary for USC looked very vulnerable to me last night. Missing tackles, assignments. You can scheme this up in any way you want, and you're going to be able to throw on the Trojans. But to your question, Caleb Williams, he's probably the best player in college football. He was last year, and barring major injury, he's probably the best player in college football this year.
A lot of usual suspects at the top, right? Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Ohio State. Then you got LSU, USC, yeah, right behind them, Penn State, Florida State. And what's your expectation for Jaden Daniels one more year with LSU?
Look, how many years has Jaden been playing, dude? It seems like we've known him since he was a toddler. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, wow, he's still around. But if you look – if you look at Heisman Trophy odds, he's actually on the board for that. The people in the desert say he has a shot to win the Heisman. I mean, he's going to have to play out as you know what to beat out Caleb Williams for it. But he has a team down there in LSU that a lot of people think is going to be able to give Alabama and Georgia a run, a really good run for their money. So you never look, the SEC is, you know, is just different. You know, the fan bases are different, the way they approach, you know, their programs and the conference, it's just different. LSU is in one of those years where they got talent and they can make a run at maybe getting in the playoff. I wouldn't be surprised if they made the playoff at all. So it's going to be fun to watch. But Jaden Daniels has turned into the quarterback that Herm Edwards thought he could be at Arizona State. It just took better talent and probably better coaching to get him where he's at today.
How about your Oregon State Beavers, bro? Like, they're in the top 20. I don't really remember seeing that for quite some time. And they've got a pretty dynamic quarterback, don't they?
Yeah. Let's just not talk about it all that much. Let's just kind of keep those Beavs under the radar kind of thing. But, no, they do have a very dynamic offense. They, once again, they're coming in with one of the best-rated offensive lines in the country. They got the Clemson quarterback transferred to them. I am not sure. I'm having trouble saying his last name. I always have, but he goes by DJ Ugly Undele or something like that. Former five-star guy, Jonathan Smith. Look, people want to talk about some of the best coaches in the country. Jonathan Smith is slowly but surely turning into one of those best coaches. He's turned around a program and put his stamp on it, got the culture there that he wants. And plus he's an alumni. So he gets the culture. He knows what Corvallis is all about. So he can sell it, and he's coaching his, you know what, off right now with his assistant coaches there. They are an underrated team to make it to the last Pac-12 championship game this year. And they're going to give everybody some fits, whether that's on the road, on the road or having to go into Corvallis for the game. So we'll see what happens with my Beavs. I'm cautiously optimistic, but they have the pieces in place to have a very successful year. And let's not forget, they're coming off a 10-win season. So they lost some key guys. One of their guys got drafted by your Packers, Musgrave. I think Musgrave's going to be a very good tight end for you. Good blocker, has great hands. But I mean, they're getting to the point, and it's just unfortunate what's happening with the conference, that they're getting talent there. They're getting talent to Corvallis, Oregon. Who would have thought, right? So
yeah.
We'll see what happens, but you know, college football is going to be fun this year. With all the realignment, some of the teams that realigned last year are going into their leagues this year, and the next year it's just going to be holy smokes. With all the teams that left on the West Coast that are going to the Big 12 or the Big 10, it's just going to be college football. It's just going to be different from here on out. And the sooner people wrap their heads around it, the sooner they can get back to enjoying football. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it because my beloved conference is basically no more.
Look, I think we all have to just kind of take it all in stride in general with the whole college sports in general, man. Because it isn't just going to affect football. It's going to affect basketball quite a bit too. And obviously those are the two breadwinners more so than anything else. But you made a point about Musgrave, which I think made Robert Tonyan expendable, to be honest with you. He's no longer with the Packers, so to your point, you know, they do a pretty good job of drafting tight ends, and then obviously those tight ends have a relatively good impact on what they're doing in their scheme of things on the offense. So yeah, pretty good pickup there. I really like that one a lot. All right, dude, I hear the music. I guess that means we'll take another pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll rap again about what's going on, maybe in the NFL. We'll get out of the college ranks and get into the NFL because, truth be told, college football got started, but it really gets going this next week when all the big boys are playing. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson, making me Andy Dorf. You are whoever you are, but you can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, all right, bro, let's get back into, well, I don't know if you have any interest in talking NBA and the nonsense with James Harden. I don't know if we've had a real opportunity to talk about that with what's happening with him and Daryl Morey, the brass of the Philadelphia 76ers, or if you'd rather just dive right back into NFL football, bro. I'm good to go either direction. Mike? What do you want to do? I'm going to leave it
up
to you.
We can talk about Harden a little bit and just the cluster, you know what, that he's kind of become. Like, Harden looks at himself as the James Harden from Houston. He's not that anymore. Like, he's not that guy. He's not the James Harden from Oklahoma City anymore. But I think he has an inflated sense of self, like a lot of athletes unfortunately do, and like a lot of NBA guys do. Morey probably tried to get the best deal that he could, and there probably wasn't a deal. Obviously, there wasn't a deal that he thought he would get somewhat equal value for. All I know is this: I wouldn't want James Harden on my team. He's Kyrie to me. He was an incredible talent. He's still talented, much like Kyrie, an incredible talent, but he's just no good for team chemistry. You know, look at all the teams that he's played for. He's forced his way out of there every single time.
Right.
Every single time. What does that tell you? You know, we talk about all the time, you know, and you and I were having discussions about just different stuff, you know, during the week. And, you know, I remember you saying, look, I don't need talk. I need actions. Show me that you want to be here, James Harden. Show me that you want to be here instead of just every time things get tough, like you bail on it. You know, you bail on the team, you bail on the higher ups on the team. So, you know, people can talk about James Harden this, James Harden that. I don't want him. I just wouldn't want him on my team because he's no good for team chemistry. And we all know how important team chemistry is at the professional level in any sport.
All right. So I really agree with you basically in a nutshell. sometimes the juice just isn't worth the squeeze, right? Like sometimes right. you got to cut ties. Sometimes you just got to move on. However you want to say it, right? Like the Green Bay Packers right. had it, like enough was enough with Aaron Rodgers, and they decided to have a divorce, right? And to your point, James Harden has had several divorces. Okay, like this guy's just not good in relationships. You know, like so ultimately, when you think about what took place, like. I'm just having a hard time understanding the whole concept. Okay, so let me bring you back a couple of weeks, and I'm gonna relate some other things to this, and maybe we can make some sense of all of it. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, Sean Payton comes out and he speaks his mind about Hackett and the job that he did with the Denver Broncos a season ago, and everybody's angry as all hell and says he breaks some frickin' code. Okay? Then you have James Harden go out and talk smack about the brass, and they do take action, and they find this guy $100,000, which is insignificant. It means absolutely nothing. But they took action upon him because of what he did, which is basically like a defamation of somebody's character to a certain degree when you call somebody a liar that is employing you. But like they were handled completely different. Like the NFL just kind of got on Sean Payton and people got angry and upset that he broke some stupid code. But he actually said the truth, okay? I don't know if James Harden with him saying that this guy is a liar, what does that mean? Like, what did he lie to you about? Because all he said is, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar, I won't play for a liar. Like, he never gave any facts with what he said. Sean Payton gave his opinion, and his opinion was correct. Like, Nathaniel Hackett was basically the worst
horrible
I've ever seen. Okay, like it was the worst, but yet he got ridiculed. He got backlash from everybody by like saying you shouldn't do this. Okay, so the NBA took it upon themselves to fine this guy for saying what he said. But I don't know what the facts are. Like he gave no facts. He just said you're a liar. You're a liar. What did he lie to you about? And I think that's the problem that I have with James Harden doing what he did. If he actually said you lied to me about this specifically, okay. Like maybe you have a point then.
Right.
But to me,
right.
This was like you're saying. This was more to just make more dirty laundry out there so that people can react and people can talk, and hopefully he can whine and cry enough and bitch and moan and get what he wants, which is to be out of Philadelphia, right? Like you're saying, who wants that? Who wants a guy that wants to be the center of attraction wherever the hell he is? You know, you're playing with the guy that was the reigning MVP. Whether he deserved it or not, he was the reigning MVP. And quite frankly, James Harden had a pretty damn good season because of the team he played on. You know, like a lot of this to me doesn't make sense. So why does Sean Payton get ridiculed and belittled by everybody in his profession? And it's almost like James Harden was getting support for doing what he did. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. And James
right.
Harden, quite frankly, in my opinion, way more wrong for saying what he said than Sean Payton was wrong for saying what he said, because Sean Payton was right. He was absolutely correct in what he said.
Right.
Bring me back to Earth,
look,
could you?
I don't know if I could ever bring you back to Earth, but, you know, it is what it is. But, look, what Harden has done, like he said, is he's aired dirty laundry to an extent. We don't know exactly what the dirty laundry is. Are we talking dirty
right.
socks? Are we talking dirty boxers? Like, what are we? what's the dirty laundry? And then
what
you know,
did
Sean
what did
Payton,
he lie to you about? Quit saying he lied.
Right.
You lied. Tell people what this man lied to you about. okay? Like, that's where I'm at, bro.
He's the kid that complains about whatever, you know, mom, don't, brother's bothering me, or sister pull, you know, well, what did he do? And they got nothing. Like, I mean, it's exactly that. He's that student. He's that little kid in James Harden. Sean Payton, on the other hand, he's commenting on the previous, excuse me, administration, so to speak.
Yeah.
For the Denver Nuggets, or Denver Nuggets, not the Nuggets, the Denver Broncos.
Right.
So when he's talking about this. Here's the thing with what Sean Payton said to me, and I didn't find it offensive at all. Sean Payton is one of the best football coaches we've ever seen.
Right.
He's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's been to the playoffs. He helped turn Drew Brees into a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Basically. Okay. Yep. And so he has the credentials to make this kind of comment. And I actually appreciated what he did. Because it's about time this whole old boys unit, yeah, you can't say that out loud. The hell you can't. If someone tells me the sky is blue, all you gotta do, you know, okay, yeah, the sky is blue, and that's Sean Payton. This is what it is. What's wrong with telling the truth? People are like, well, he kind of hurt, you know, the other guy's chance of maybe getting another head coaching job. No, that guy did it by the crap show that he put on in Denver.
No, he did that all on his own. Yeah, he did that all on his own, man.
That's his whole thing. So, yeah, the dichotomy between what you know, Payton did and what Harden did, We're talking apples and oranges, but still, it's like, why does James get you know, a nod or a little slap on the wrist from basically everybody, while Peyton's just sitting there just getting hammered
for actually
telling the truth? Yeah, I'm right there with you. But I do appreciate that Sean Payton, a Super Bowl winning coach that turned his quarterback into a Hall of Famer and has the credentials to talk about this kind of stuff, did what he did.
Sometimes the truth hurts and people don't want to hear it. And then other times you say things without really having much merit to them. And that's where I'm at with James Harden with what he said. Give us something, dude. Right. Don't just call a guy a liar. We got to take a break. Speaking of liars, I don't want to lie. We got to take a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All righty, everyone. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, I got some breaking news for you in case you didn't know, but Josh Jacobs looks like he is going to go back to the Raiders on a one-year deal worth up to $12 million. This is all part of the running back lack of respect or whatever you want to call it at this moment in time in the NFL where that position is being maybe undervalued, in my opinion, and guys aren't getting long-term deals like other positions. And obviously we all know why, wear and tear, this, that, and the other. But if you actually think about it, then in my humble opinion, maybe those guys should make more because their time is less, and quite frankly, you kind of need to have a decent running back and a decent running game to actually have success. So the two kind of work hand in hand, but hey, what the hell do I know? So anyways, Josh Jacobs back with the Raiders. That's probably good for them, obviously, and then obviously, you know, new quarterback, new situation there too, right? So it helps, right? It's got to help the situation there. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. It has to help that situation. Look, the Raiders, you and I would both agree, the Raiders are in a very, very tough division. They got to deal with Kansas City twice a year. They got to deal with the Chargers twice a year. We don't know exactly what we're going to get out of Denver, but you got to assume that they're going to be better with Sean Payton, with the adult in the room, no-nonsense kind of guy leading that team. So that those are going to, those Bronco Raider games are going to be tough. You know, they play Pittsburgh this year, I know. And so they have, the Raiders have their work cut out for them. And so having Josh Jacobs back on the roster is certainly going to help that offense. It's going to help Jimmy G moving forward, you know, produce some touchdowns and maybe get some wins out of that. But you know, it doesn't hurt them having Josh Jacobs on the roster at all. It only helps them.
Yeah, I was watching Deshaun Watson the other day, speaking of, you know, quarterbacks and things like that.
Right.
I'm kind of like torn, bro. I don't know if this guy ever regains what he had. And he was.
Thank you.
He was a top five guy, right, back in the day, and I don't know. I'm not seeing that same guy. Are you? Are you seeing anything like that from him?
I am not, and I am glad that you brought that up because I look at Deshaun, and of course, you were accused of 26 26 different women came out and accused you of sexual assault. That has to play on your mind pretty heavy. And it has to have, it does have an effect. Like we, anybody that says, you know, once he gets on the field, he's going to forget all about that. You know what? BS. That's always kind of right there at the conscious level that kind of stuff is there. His legal woes, the 200, what is it, Andy? It's like 250 million guaranteed. All of it's guaranteed. There's those expectations to live up to that. And to be the guy that he was in Houston and the highlight reels, you know, all that kind of stuff. And from what I've seen, you're sitting there going, is he going to regain it? Holy smokes. Cause I don't see the fire. I don't see what made him great in the past right now. And maybe it's because it's preseason. Maybe it's, you know, some other reason that we don't know of yet. But right now, Kenny Pickett's playing better than him in the preseason for sure. So it's one of those things where if he doesn't come through, Andy, I'm telling you, it is one of the most Cleveland things that could happen to that organization. You know what I'm saying? Like that is a franchise that has just been snake bitten for whatever reason, a curse. You know, you can put whatever lipstick on the pig you want to with that. But I mean, that would just be something where it's just, well, it's, you know, you can just go, well, it's Cleveland.
Yeah.
Well, nothing ever really positive happens in Cleveland. It's kind of like a Detroit Lions situation. Sure. You know, I know everybody's on Detroit. You know, they're like the swanky pick this year, but they haven't done it until they do it. You know,
right.
Show me.
I agree.
Show me that
you mentioned.
Show me you can get it done.
You mentioned.
And I
go ahead.
One more thing, Andy. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thing. And I'm being more and more convinced that your Packers are not, like some people are like, oh, they're going 5 or 6 games. I think they're going to be actually a lot better than people think. And that they can challenge for the division crown this year. Like there's just something about them watching them play, and I'm like, okay, all right, Mr. Love there, he's not a scrub. Like he looks like he kind of belongs. He's going to learn this as we go along. But everything else, the offensive line, the tight ends, the you know. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised if they're Packer fans in terms of how their team does this year. I just do.
I don't disagree. Skill positions are pretty good. Offensive line is intact. Like, basically, in a nutshell, if Jordan Love is good, the Green Bay Packers could be great. Okay? Like, that is the truth.
Right, exactly.
It'll be interesting to see it all develop. I really trust the Green Bay Packers as far as it goes when you talk about quarterbacks, and I think they know what they're doing. They've done really well for the past 25 years. So if they did this right, we'll be okay for the next 10 years. So let's see it all play out. I'm excited for them. I'm definitely looking forward to Love to Dobbs, Love to Watson. You know, it's going to be fun.
Right.
But you mentioned something about getting on the field. Okay, when we were talking about Deshaun Watson and how he's been off the field so much. These are two guys I'm going to bring up right now that are very important pieces to the puzzle of their team, and they're not there yet. One being Nick Bosa for the San Francisco 49ers, and then the other being Chris Jones for the Kansas City Chiefs. Both of these guys are holding out right now. As far as I know, Jones has 1 year left on his contract. I'm going to assume similar situation for Bosa. How big of an impact could this have on both these teams early in the season? Because I don't think it's one of those things where they're not coming back, but they could be out for 6 or 8 weeks if they do hold out and want to get that contract before they get on the field this year. So with that being said, how much of a lack of presence of having Bosa or Jones not on the field for the 49ers and the Chiefs?
Well, I'm not going to say it's not going to, it wouldn't be, it would make it, it would not make a difference. I, from what I hear, Bosa's probably a lot closer to getting his deal done than Jones is. And it's not like either one of these guys are not working out either. I mean, Bosa, the Niners know Bosa has his own personal kind of team that he works out with the whole thing, and they're cool with that. Jones, I'm not so sure in terms of how the Chiefs handle that. But look, Nick Bosa is an absolute beast. That 49er defense is an absolute beast of the defense. To say that it would that defense in San Francisco would not take a hit with Bosa not being there would be crazy. But they got a lot more talent to me on that San Francisco defense to kind of ride the ship out a little bit better than Kansas City does with Jones being out. Not that, and I'm not saying that Kansas City's defense is just a bunch of scrubs and that, you know, they don't know what they're doing, but Bosa is surrounded by a team on that defense that to me is just A plus. I would be worried, you know, Bosa or not playing against that defense and how you scheme against it. Not as much with Jones being gone, but Jones is an absolute man. He's an absolute man playing among boys, it seems like sometimes. And his impression that he leaves on the Kansas City defense is immense. And these whole contract disputes that Bosa and Jones are having are similar, obviously, but there is some difference in terms of the absolute the absolute imprint that they would leave if they are gone, because like I said, San Francisco has a lot more studs to me on their defense than Kansas City does. So it'll be interesting to see how these teams kind of deal with this, because the last thing, you know this, Andy, the last thing any football team wants going into the season is to have one of their main studs out for any reason. And so I would hope that they get this done, because I like to see Kansas City at full strength. I want to see San Francisco at full strength. So we'll kind of go from there. But I'm sure the fans in each one of those cities are like, all right, guys, let's get this done. Let's get these guys signed. Let's extend them, the whole thing, and we'll take it from there.
Speaking of full strength, the Los Angeles Chargers, right? Like,
yeah.
What are your expectations now that this kid's Herbert? He's got the contract. He's got the money. Mm-hmm. They've got really good skill positions. Eckler's a great running back. They've got very capable wide receivers. I'm going to go back to this, man. My biggest concern for them is actually not the players, okay?
It's the coach,
the Staley dude, man. Like, you know, in a really weird way, he had guys that could bail him out of situations, right? Otherwise, we might have been talking about him very similar to Nathaniel Hackett, okay? Like, for real. Herbert was able to make plays, even with broken frickin' ribs at times for this guy. Like, for real. Okay, so he's had guys be able to bail him out. What are your expectations for them, for this coach? And if it doesn't go well this year because of the coach, it in my opinion, it would be time to move on. What say you?
I am 100% absolutely behind your train of thought, Dorf.
Okay.
It is. I mean, look, San Diego has talent. They're, the only thing that's holding them back right now is that they are in the same division as the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and what Patrick Mahomes means to the league and to that team. So I would expect them to finish second in that league. I expect them to make the playoffs. But like you said, the coach, there's a lot on that coach, because I actually think he's on the hot seat going into this year.
He should be. Anyway, speaking of hot seat, I hear the music means we got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Anyways, get at us a couple few different ways. You can always get at us on Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Good show today, my friend. Obviously, we got to thank John Poulter for coming on with us, our professor of sports. We talked baseball and hockey with him. We didn't mention the Little League World Series stuff, but that's going on. I'm excited to watch the basically the purest form of sports these days, which sooner or later, they're going to get to those kids too, Mike. But for now, we're still living the dream with those kids. Anyways, parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Hey, my parting shot just goes out to every college football and NFL fan. Get your soda, get your nachos, get your popcorn, whatever you want to eat. Football is here. It's always good to have football back. And, you know, good luck to all your favorite teams out there. Go Beavs, go Pittsburgh, go Miami. It's all good.
My parting shot is, look, man, we're very close to real NFL meaningful football games, and I've watched the preseason quite a bit. Guys are getting hurt and this and that and the other, but at the end of the day, it might all be for the good when you really think about it, because they're getting reps in the preseason like we haven't really seen them get reps. I think that can only be good, to be honest with you. I really, really think so. And like you said, I think my Green Bay Packers, man, are going to be a whole heck of a lot better than people think they're going to be. So, Jordan Love, go out there and prove to the world that you were ready to take the mantle from Aaron Rodgers and lead this Green Bay Packer team. For Mike, for Robert, for John, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week, people, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.